This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's been 25 years since Denver released a cultural development plan mapping out a vision for the city's artistic scene. Now, city officials are closing in on the final steps of a new plan called Imagine 2020. As KUNC's Carrie Saldo reports, there's still time for feedback on what the public imagines for Denver's cultural vision in the years to come.
Denver is home to roughly 400 arts and cultural venues, everything from small galleries and bars with live music to the four-acre Denver Performing Arts Complex.
We're trying to imagine what the brand for Denver might be in terms of the cultural climate.
Kent Rice is executive director of Arts and Venues Denver, a city agency which is spearheading the Imagine 2020 cultural planning process with the guidance of a consulting firm. And so far, more than 5,000 people have voiced their opinions of the city's arts and culture scene. Among them, Charles Carpenter, who co-owns the graphic design studio Wigwam Creative.
I would love to see a Denver that is confident and proud about what it is and who it is, and is surprising not only Colorado, but the world with its own unique sense of place.
And Tara Huebner.
Yeah, I feel like as a city, you know, we're about somewhere between the ages of 16 and 18, you know, where you're really trying to figure out exactly who you are and what you want to be when you grow up.
Huebner is the digital marketing manager for the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, but made her comments independent of her role at the museum.
Denver needs to find out what makes it unique and focus on really pushing that. And we do, more than a lot of other cities of our size, have an extremely strong cultural scene. The variety is really kind of astounding for the size market that this is.
Overall, Kent Rice says Denver residents really like the diversity of what the Mile High City has to offer, which they say is strengthened by the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District and fairs and festivals. On the negative side, respondents said the city needs to do a better job of letting people know what's going on.
We're now driving down the road with 7 goals, and we're trying to figure out how do we keep propelling this thing forward with actual tactics that mean something that would be visible and noticeable to people.
While public comment has driven much of the Imagine 2020 process so far, Rice says they've also been looking to cultural plans in other cities, such as Chicago and Austin. For instance, the way Austin has branded itself the live music capital of the world, or how Chicago has tied its cultural activity to economic development.
In general, these types of exercises are most effective at helping to unify or encourage and build support for initiatives that are already ongoing.
That's Williams College economics professor Stephen Shepard. He says the most effective cultural plans can, to borrow his word, nudge economic development, but only when they're used as a tool for advocacy.
These kinds of plans are a way that advocates help educate the community and educate policymakers about the role that the cultural sector can play along with other sectors in the process of economic development.
Numerous hours and about $90,000 has been invested in Denver's forthcoming cultural plan, which Kent Rice of Arts and Venues Denver says will be released next spring. But wants to assure the plan is implemented and not merely a coffee table book or discarded if residents elect a different mayor in 2015.
It shouldn't depend on the leadership. It should have enough resonance with the community that people want it to succeed and lean into it to make sure that it does succeed.
Denver's Imagine 2020 cultural planning process is accepting feedback through November 22nd. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can find more stories online at KUNC.org.